This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I'm glad you've tuned in today. I'd like for you to call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute Program is on the air. Our lesson today is dealing with sin. We know that God forgives sin, but how much can God forgive? In Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 21 and 22, Peter interrupted our Lord's teaching and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus replied, "I say not unto you, until 7 times, but until 7 times 70. Oh my, that's a whole lot. If you would add up that number, it would turn out to be 490 times. Can you imagine forgiving someone 490 times? That was the rule that Jesus laid down. So, what about God? How many times can you sin against God and He forgive you? Do you think God would expect more from you than He Himself would do? I read the story of this young man. He said, "I can't come to God about that sin again. God is weary of hearing me ask forgiveness for the same thing over and over." His story is one that, in principle, has happened many times. He accepted Christ as Savior at about the age of 12. After the novelty wore off, his relationship with God took a nosedive. During his teenage years, he rebelled against his parents' restrictions. He soon learned to swear, drink, and read pornography on the sly. He often asked God's forgiveness and vowed that he would not repeat that endless cycle of personal failure. But for some reason, he never made a clean break. As he grew older, he felt so discouraged that he often would go for days or even weeks without praying. Sometimes he determined to do better. He felt sure that if he read the Bible more and spent more time in prayer, God would give him the victory he desired. He got out of bed a half an hour early, read a few verses, and prayed. Nothing happened. Nothing, that is, except he felt more exhausted during the day. If only he knew for certain that he was forgiven. If only he could have whatever it takes to live in fellowship with God. Can you identify with anything in that story? I'm convinced that the greatest cause of spiritual defeat is a guilty conscience. We sin, we feel guilty. We try to confess our sins, and still our past fills our mind. Then we try to do something to offset our guilt. But the harder we try, the more useless it becomes. The results? Discouragement, and the feeling that we have blown it. So we commit the same sin again. I would like to say that every time you come to God for forgiveness, you come to Him as a first-time offender. Those sins that you have committed and asked His forgiveness for has not only been forgiven, but forgotten. When you come to God and say, "Lord, here I am again with this same old sin," God could say, "Really? I don't have any record of any sin in your life. You have been forgiven." I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.